Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. I hope you use the things that are there, all the resources that are there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I think you can. I think it will help you. I hear from you, some of you who use our resources, and you tell us that it does, and I appreciate that very much. That means a lot to hear from you, to know that the things that we do connect with you and that you're able to improve your business, to grow your business and improve the lives of yourselves and you and your family and your employees and your customers, which is one of the reasons why we have Mark Mayberry on the show. Besides the fact that he's a really cool guy, he also is one of the guys who helps us have the maximum opportunity to be successful with our customers. He's the author of Building the Dream Workforce, and he's our good friend, Mark. Welcome back to the show.
I'm always delighted to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And Mark, I know that you spend all of your time helping companies like the folks in our audience to be successful by taking better care of their customers.
On my website, if you check it out, we've made a few changes, Jim, and the main thing we say at the top is when you're ready to get serious about customer service. And I'm getting so disgusted with companies that aren't serious about it.
It's amazing, isn't it? It boggles the mind, as Detective Sipowicz used to say on the television show. It boggles the mind that people don't get how little expense and how little effort it would take to make customers be people you can't run off.
Absolutely, I'm always amazed when I do a workshop on customer service. I'll go around the room and I'll say, give me examples of great customer service that you've seen in the last 30 days. And people are scratching their heads and they really don't come up with many. But then I say, well, give me some ideas of some bad service. And everybody's hands up. Everybody's, got examples of poor customer service, but very few good ones.
You know, I was in a national chain the other day, and I'm not going to say which one it was because it's not important. I want people to think about what happened, not a particular company, because I think that helps. I was in a national chain. I walked in. There were four or five people working, nobody to wait on, and nobody acknowledged me when I walked in.
I kind of
knew what I wanted, so I went and found it. That was okay. I looked like I was on a mission or something. So I went back and got what I wanted, and I came back, and there were two ladies at the counter talking to each other. One was on one side of the counter, one was on the other side. They were both employees. I laid my package down, my purchase down on the counter by the register, and stood there. And these ladies kept talking to each other.
Well, and they never acknowledged it.
No. And now obviously they were talking about something to do with the business. So I thought, okay, I'm okay. I'll give this a few more seconds because maybe they're trying to figure out how to make sure the cash register works or whatever. So, in about 20 seconds or so, 30 seconds, they finish their conversation and both of them leave. One walks in front of me and one walks behind me and they walk away.
I cannot even believe that.
Well, I couldn't either. And I turned around.
That's a national chain.
That's right. And I said, excuse me. And they said, oh, are you ready to check out? And I looked back at my package on the counter, and... And I said, well, I'm sure I got a little smart with him. Yeah. I said, well, this would be kind of a tip-off, don't you think? Well, instead of saying, oh, I'm sorry or anything like that, she takes an attitude with me.
Yes, yes.
And I said, well, I said something else, I don't remember what, but I didn't say anything very smart. Anyway, she gets another attitude with me. I said, well, I'll tell you what, young lady, I have lots of other options that I can choose from that to do business with people that don't include you. And she has another attitude with me. And I said, I hope you have a great life. and I walked out of the building without my stuff.
Without your purchase.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the rest of the story, Mark. Within 1 week, I read in the Wall Street Journal that that company is closing up 300 or 400 of their stores.
And they wonder why.
Wonder why.
No, they don't wonder why. They're going to blame it on somebody else, Jim.
What are those darn customers? They just won't come in.
That's right. Our competition is doing unfair things to make us go out of business.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. You can take another example, and I'll name the people here. It I don't know how many times in the last 20 years the post office has had increases in their postage rate.
Too many times.
And they just went up from 37 to 39 cents. But 2 days after that happens, what happens? They're out of 2 cent stamps.
Mm.
Now, you would think that after all the times they've raised their rates, they would know people are going to have to buy those extra stamps.
So they raise the rates, but they're not prepared to take care of the inconvenience that it gives you.
And so that makes it tough on their team members.
Right.
Because it's not the people that work at the post office's fault. It's the people in the headquarters.
Now, just in case our small business listeners, Mark, get the idea, well, yeah, that was a national chain, and yeah, the government, you know, we expect that out of those guys. I've got plenty of small business stories to tell if I wanted to.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
How do we fix this, Mark?
Well, it goes back to one word, and that word is training. I guess you could say two words, hiring and training. First place, you have to hire the right people, which so many people don't. They just, you know, anybody can fog a mirror, they'll hire them. And then they don't take the time to actually train them. One of the greatest examples of a large company that does well is a container store, which for the last 5 years has been rated in the top 10 places to work in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And any first-year team member that goes to work for the container store has over 240 hours of training in that first year. And our small businesses, they don't have time for it. They don't want to spend the money for the training. And, boy, if you don't, you're just asking for disaster.
Well, don't you think, though, and I'm sure this is what part of what you're calling the training, job one has got to be, it seems to me, Mark, to instill in the employees your vision, your values for how to deal with customers.
Absolutely, and the only way you can do that is to train them on this is what we believe in. The first
right.
step in my 8-step program on customer service is to communicate your service vision. What is your vision, and is your team aware of that vision?
Well, you know, another thing that I think that I would like to recommend, Mark, and you can use this if you're not already using it. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a genius idea, folks, on how to get your employees' attention to make sure that they follow through on your vision for customer care, for customer service. I promise you, folks, it's genius. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Mayberry. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little bit of Chicago for you there. The band, not the city. Mark Mayberry is our guest. He's our good friend. And Mark has Mark, did you say you have a completely redesigned website?
Yes, I have. And it's www.markmayberry.com.
And can I find the book that you and John Scriven wrote, Building the Dream Workforce? Can I find that on the website?
That's on the website, absolutely. And you'll find a lot of other things on customer service, a lot of great audio CDs.
Well, check that out, folks. I hope you will. It's a good site, markmayberry.com. And that's just like Mayberry RFD, by the way.
That's right.
Okay,
we're dying,
Mark,
for your genius idea, Jim.
Here it is. Okay, the person comes to work for you. Doesn't matter what they do for you. Does not matter. Truck driver, senior VP, whatever they do for you. The first paycheck that they get, you don't let them have it. You make them come to your office to get it. And you hand them the check. And as you hand it to them, you don't turn it loose. You make them, you know, tug on it a little bit. And you say, okay, this is an important transaction, isn't it? You getting this compensation? Oh, yes, it is, sir. And, I mean, this is one of the reasons why you came to work for us, right? So you can earn this income, right? Yes, it is. Do you know where this money came from? Well, it came from your company, from you. It came from the bank account, whatever. No. And that, of course, they'll never say what I'm about to say, as you know this, Mark.
Right.
But you say, no, it didn't. Look out there. See those people buying from us? They're the people who made this check possible. Don't ever forget that.
Well, one way to make them not forget, and it's in my book, Jim, is I read about a company that on the back of every paycheck envelope on the flap, it says, brought to you by our customers.
Right. Good for you. That must have been where I got that genius idea. I must have subliminally got that, because I have your book under my pillow at night. So so I must have got that subliminally, or through osmosis.
Osmosis, I think.
But what would be wrong with every payday, stopping all employees for four seconds or 8 seconds or whatever it takes, and just stop everybody and say, you know, let's thank our customers.
Yes.
Was it you? Somebody told me that they had a friend who thanked his, when he talked to his customers, he'd say, thank you for the food.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Thank you for the food.
And it's the truth.
Not thank you for the business, but thank you for the food.
That's right. Well, going back to the post office, when I was in the apparel business, we had a postal worker that came in to pick up our mail and deliver our mail. And every time we would give him some mail, he'd say, thank you for your business. I always thought that was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And why don't more people do that, Mark? I just don't get it. And I, you know, as you know, as you've heard me say before, Mark, I'm one of these people that if they don't say thank you, I stand there and look at them.
Right. It is amazing, and I think that, again, it goes back to the people at the top in a small business, a big business, anything. How serious are they about customer service? You know, a lot of times I'll see somebody that owns a company talk to one of their team members in a very negative way about a customer. And they're just putting it, well, if it's okay for my boss to say that, I guess it's okay for me to say it too.
You know, Mark, when you and I were coming up as young pups, any consumer, or even most businesses, for whatever particular thing that they wanted, they probably didn't have that many sources for that.
Yes.
If it was a household item or something, clothing or whatever, back when you and I were kids, we were young adults. Maybe you had three or four places you could buy it in town.
And you'd take any product. Like, there was only one flavor of Crest toothpaste.
Exactly. I know you've lamented that for a long time, Mark. But nowadays there are thousands. There are infinite number of options that people have, including the tens of thousands or millions online. So we can't take anybody for granted, can we?
No, that's for sure, because your competition is working harder than ever to pull those customers away from you.
And competition doesn't look like it used to. It's not competition is not people that we can identify. We can't always drive by their buildings, can we, and see what they're doing.
That's for sure. I mean, most people that are in business, somebody can go online at 3 a.m. and buy from a competitor that's not open.
That's right. So what are your last thoughts on how we can get our employees' attention? First, we have to make sure the owner has the attention.
I think that's the biggest thing. I think it all boils down to the responsibility of the ownership to be serious themselves, to breathe customer service, to talk about it constantly to their team members and show them how important it is to you, and make sure that you're giving them the training they need to have this customer service enthusiasm spread throughout the organization.
You know, Mark, when a company is young and the owner is involved with the customers, it's pretty easy to see that. You can watch the owner deal with customers, and you can use that as a good role model, a good example. But when the business gets larger and the owner, you know, gets farther and farther away from the customers, that's where it falls through the cracks, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the places, absolutely.
And that's when, so maybe a good rule of thumb, Mark, is if you're, the less you deal with customers, the more you should spend on training for customer service. What do you think?
Training on customer service, and make sure you're getting the feedback from your team members, because as you get big, you can't deal with every customer anymore.
Right.
So you're missing so many examples of where you could improve your service. Make sure your team has a way to get that message back to you.
And if you want somebody like Mark, one of the best in the world, to help you with that, Mark, tell us how they can contact you.
800-394-6138, or my website is markmayberry.com.
They can email you or call you from there, can't they?
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. I look forward to it.
Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages, along with Doug Stives, 29 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.